It's bound to be a goofy ride.
On a sunny Saturday morning, some 40 Dillingham residents gathered in the library parking lot. Devin Lisick, one of the organizers, spoke before the crowd.
We need to take care of the planet and our resources. We need to take care of Mother Earth and all its inhabitants. This year, we marched for clean waters and clean air. One of my favorite authors, Dr. Seuss in The Lorax, says, "I speak for the trees have no tongue. Let's start today and speak for Mother Earth."
When Lisick finished speaking, she began marching, and the group followed her down the road through town. Ariana Hayana was riding her bike next to the marchers. She's 10 years old.
Do you think it's important for people to think about the environment?
Yeah, so they could stop littering.
How do you think we can encourage people to do that?
We could put up signs that say no littering.
The March for Science is in its third year in Dillingham. It's part of a global movement that began in 2017. As people continue to gather annually to raise awareness of science on a local and global scale, in Dillingham one question lingers. What is the purpose of these events in small, rural places?
This has got to be a community effort.
Todd Radenbaugh teaches environmental science at UAF Bristol Bay.
So we need to find a balance between the consequences, you know, that our society is having on the environment with us living a satisfying lifestyle and be happy. And science can do that. But we have to embrace science and we have to make it part of our culture, which is, I think, is eroding. That's why we're marching.
Radenbaugh stressed that practices need to start locally to be sustainable. Those sentiments were shared by Arnie Watland, a retired superintendent.
Simple things like recycling, you know, and there are some efforts here, but I know it's difficult and very expensive to recycle here. Aluminum, I can't imagine why anybody would throw an aluminum can away when it can be recycled, you know, glass. And those are some simple efforts. Just clean up, you know, and there doesn't need to be trash lying around.
The city encourages residents to sort out glass, metal, and electronics from other trash. If melted, those items can damage the dump's incinerator. But Watland said that changing the culture around such daily tasks takes time and good information.
Education is one. I think you need to be fully aware of what it means, you know, the impact, even though it's a small impact. Don't leave your footprint. We can serve by example by showing, and the kids will follow us. There is a danger out there. You know, the ocean right out here. Can you imagine all the plastic that's floating around in there? It's criminal.
Some, like Paul Liedberg, have been taking steps to make the community's infrastructure more environmentally friendly. Liedberg is the chair of the newly formed Friends of the Dillingham Landfill.
There isn't anything in our community that touches people, you know, like the landfill does. We all use it.
The landfill committee recently approved three initiatives for the coming months: compacting light bulbs that contain mercury at the dump, continued maintenance of the fish waste bin, and exploring new opportunities to recycle in Dillingham. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.